I think if we really need to look at resetting or having a new relationship, which I think it is, because if we're resetting a relationship, what kind of relationship was that in the first place? And, you know, we don't know. But it's about forging a new relationship that will be honest, that will have integrity, that will listen and respect our people's aspirations and our wishes. The present government, we believe, is not doing that on a holistic basis. And, you know, we just like to see some justice for our people because, you know, we can't continue to be ignored like this in terms of putting up proposals and projects and ideas only to have them thwarted by, you know, a government that is mean-spirited, that devalues Aboriginal presence in this country, I believe. We really need to stop what's happening now and we need to have a look at a new relationship and start a new journey, a new path with the incoming government, whoever they are. Now, we're all saying the same thing, really, and sometimes you get really tired of doing the same old thing and saying the same thing. But I think what we've got now is a far more coordinated approach in terms of making our issues known to government. So if governments can hear us, listen to us, and then move on, then we will be happy. You know, our issues are not going away as much or as fast as we thought they would. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, we're prepared to work with whoever comes into government.
You've called for a senior cabinet minister with overall responsibility for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs and a Department of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs and to host a National First Peoples Summit. Can you just expand a bit on that? And so it looks like you would prefer to move into having someone who is the Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs to be from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nations.
Yes, well, look, at the moment as it stands, you know, we've got a Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, we've got a Prime Minister's department in which, you know, the previous Prime Minister said he would be the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, and then you have, you know, the parliamentary secretaries, and look, it goes on and on and on. It gets quite confusing, even for someone like me, who kind of knows the machinery government a little bit more than the layperson. It is very confusing, and we're just saying, let's get back to the idea of having a senior Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person in charge. In charge, like back in the day, Charlie Perkins was that person. Now, the Department of Aboriginal Affairs. I think people are saying, and they're saying to us, you know, we need a return to those days of having one identifiable minister who is able to work with us and understand our issues. And we know at heart, the best people to do that are our own people. So that's why we're calling for a senior cabinet minister to walk with us and, you know, to provide some solutions for us. In terms of the national summit, of course, we need a national summit to bring us all together to talk about our issues. We haven't had a national summit for 20 years that I can recall anyway, in terms of bringing our mob together, you know, how that will be managed and so forth is another thing. It's really important that we get that opportunity to speak where, you know, we can be fearless, we can criticise policy of government that's not working for us and to, you know, provide our own solutions because all around this world, when Aboriginal people or Indigenous people of their countries are given the opportunity to do their own governance, you know, it can really, really work. And we've had visits from University of Arizona, a guy called Stephen Cornell, who has worked with our people on governance for the last 20 years. And he's saying, and we're saying, that the solutions are within us. Our communities, our people have the solutions, and governments just need to give us a go so that we can provide those solutions as best they can because, you know, it doesn't seem to be anything working at the moment. You know, apart from perhaps, you know, the business procurement side, and that's really good for our people. It took a while. Close the gap issues. We're going backwards here in our country, apart from maybe our young people getting through year 12, and that's fantastic. But, you know, overall, we have a very grim presence at the moment, but we do want to make it a brighter future.